Detroit Emergency Manager Kevin Orr is in Lansing today and tomorrow, getting FaceTime with the lawmakers whose vote is so crucial to the so-called grand bargain. That's the complicated deal to protect city retirees and the collection at the Detroit Institute of Arts. Orr is at the Capitol with a new piece of the puzzle in hand, a tentative five-year deal reached yesterday with AFSCME, Detroit's largest employee union. Detroit News reporter Chad Livengood joins us now, and you're trudging around after Kevin Orr in Lansing, right, Chad?
That's right, Cindy. Thanks for having me.
Lots and lots of meetings. Well, let's start with this big piece, the 3,500 workers under AFSCME. This really is a big step forward, isn't it?
It is. I mean, when you get the city's largest labor union that has historically been hostile at times with city management, and you get them in this bankruptcy environment to agree to a five-year contract that essentially takes collective bargaining out of the hands of the mayor for the next half of a decade. It's a pretty big, significant step. At the same time, they're going to get some type of significant wage restorations from their 10% pay cut that these employees took in 2012 and had a pay freeze in 2010.
So they're going to regain some lost ground.
They are, and at the same time, I mean, their overall pension funds and their retiree associations have been agreeing to the reduced pension cuts that are all part of this big grand bargain that now essentially hinges on the legislature appropriating $350 million, maybe over 20 years, towards this fund to bolster the city pensions.
So as Kevin Orr knocks on doors now at the state capitol and sits down with lawmakers looking for that state money, is there more momentum because of these agreements with the retirees and the biggest union with AFSCME?
Yeah, I can tell you that is helping. Especially for Republicans, when they see AFSCME, a political adversary of theirs, getting behind one big cog of this deal, that's definitely helping their motivation. At the same time, also the smaller cuts, the 4.5% base cut for general retirees, and no cut, but just an elimination or a halving of the cost of living increases for police. Those smaller cuts are much more enticing to lawmakers than some of the more, I guess, draconian 26% cuts we were talking about just a few weeks ago. So that's changed the conversation to a much more palatable proposition for them.
Chad, what do you think Michigan's lawmakers are looking for from Kevin Orr?
Well, they want reassurances that the city won't get back into the drink again. Essentially, I mean, they don't want to see the city have financial problems in the future. They don't want to see future claims on the pensions. And if the pensioners take this deal and everybody gets together, the state will be essentially exempt from being sued in the future for any claims against these pensions. And secondly, they really want to make sure that the money is invested wisely. There's some protections that are built into Kevin Orr's plan. They would call for a creation of a committee to an investment committee that would require professionals to essentially police how the pension funds invest this money, because that's one of the biggest problems in the city's most immediate future or past, excuse me, is some alleged corruption on one of the pension boards and some less than advisable real estate ventures and other investments that essentially either did not make out very well or were just big money losers.
I have to wonder, as Kevin Orr knocks on doors, and I know he has a meeting with House Speaker Jace Bolger, is that the biggest obstacle, with House Speaker Bolger announcing that he expects unions to put some skin in the game and put some money into the grand bargain?
It is, and Speaker Bolger has not backed down from that. He said today he's sticking to his guns on that demand. He's essentially looking for institutional support from the labor unions, that if taxpayers and donors from the DIA and private foundations and all their donors, if they're all going to put money into this, he thinks that the institution of organized labor ought to put some money into this fund that essentially is designed to help members of labor and preserve as much of their pensions as possible. So he hasn't put a dollar number on that, and so far the unions have been resistant to the suggestion, but they also haven't exactly totally dismissed it. So It is still an open question. Now, when we asked Kevin Orr about that today at the Capitol, his words were, "I'm going to stay away from that one," and so because he hasn't put any assumption of the union money into his plan, but he definitely has $350 million of state money assumed in his plan.
Now, we have to say there are two sides to look at this. Certainly the question is, why should Michigan taxpayers help pay for city pensions and DIA treasures if the unions don't? But then on the other hand, there are those who might view Speaker Bolger's actions as punitive. Let's have a go at AFSCME.
Oh, yeah. I mean, AFSCME and Democrats spent a fine $400,000 trying to get Speaker Bolger ousted from office in 2012 when he was still under investigation and under a little cloud of suspicion for his role in the Roy Schmidt fake Democrat candidate switch
right.
up in Grand Rapids. So, yeah, there are some who would say this is just pure retribution. Bolger's trying to put down the hammer on the entity that supplies the Democratic Party with a lot of money. At the same time, Bolger's office has said, look, the money that they put towards Democrats is supposed to come out of their PAC, not out of their out of their bottom line, their members' dues. They've tried to counter that, but some Democrats and lawmakers have said, well, look, the unions themselves have sacrificed enough through the cutbacks or their membership has experienced at City Hall in Detroit. And there's also another argument to be made that, you know, how do you make AFSCME's out-state union members pay for, money towards this Detroit settlement? And all of AFSCME's money comes from union workers' paychecks.
Another big piece, Chad, of this bankruptcy settlement is Kevin Orr's proposal to spin off the Detroit Water Department into a regional authority. And as we all know, things have certainly not gone well with Oakland, Wayne, and Macomb counties, but there are some talks later this week.
Yeah, and, I mean, and this is a real big one to watch because I think maybe at the start of this process, Kevin Orr didn't imagine he'd be, trading swords with Elbrooks Patterson, the county executive in Oakland County. But Judge Stephen Rhodes, the bankruptcy judge in Detroit's bankruptcy, has made very strong statements that he thinks this is the best thing for the region, and thinks that they ought to at least mediate about it and give it a good faith effort to negotiate. So he has ordered these two sides to the table, and they are meeting for the first time on Thursday in mediation. That's going to be supervised by Judge Sean Cox, who was a longtime overseer of the Water Department when they were under a federal decree for past pollution problems, and Judge Gerald Rosen, Chief District Judge in Detroit, who has been the main mediator and trying to broker these deals. So we'll have to see how that one plays out, but that's a big component because if there's money to be had for the city, that they need to have that in their plan, and that assumption of a guaranteed revenue stream is critical for the city to prove its plan is feasible going forward.
And in our final minute or so, Chad, can you give us an idea? There was a development with Syncora, which is the Detroit stakeholder, the biggest force pushing to sell DIA art, is this bond insurer Syncora. And they got a win of sorts from Judge Rhodes on Monday?
Yeah, of sorts. They're going to get not as much as information, but they had asked for literally every document about DIA art dating back to the transfer from the to the city back in 1918. I mean, it's almost almost 100 years worth of records they were fishing for. So they're getting some limited amount of the scope of that request, but that's their effort to try to prove that one, that this $816 million grand bargain isn't the best bargain. And them and a financial guarantee insurance corporation and another big bond insurer, the kind of partner in crime with Syncora, they're also pushing because they're the ones that went out and got four potential bidders who were giving out numbers north of a billion. Their whole effort is to try to essentially offer an alternative at the trial in July and make a case that there's more money to be had, more value to be wringed out of the DIA. Because let's be honest, we're bailing out pensioners, but we're also buying an art collection. That's really a big part of the grand bargain from the foundation's and Governor Snyder.
Detroit News reporter Chad Livengood checking in from Lansing, where he is following Kevin Orr as he basically does his tour around the state capitol meeting with lawmakers. As always, Chad, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.